Seasonal patios program made permanent. Some owners aren't happy about the cost. Guelph's pilot seasonal patio program is now permanent with a new fee structure in place, after a unanimous vote from council on Tuesday. Read full story here. Community group wants drill hall building for art space. A group advocating for a downtown community art space gathered at the historic Guelph Drill Hall building earlier this week to see what opportunities the vacant historic building has to offer. Read full story here. City Eye's new approach to parks and rec, with added facilities. Faced with changing demographics, growing community needs and reduced funding options, city officials are eyeing an overhaul of how and where it provides park space to residents, along with numerous programming adjustments. Read full story here. Downtown intersection sees most red light tickets issued. Nearly half the tickets issued through the city's red light camera program last year involved a single intersection, Wyndham Street South at Wellington Street East, but that's just one of six locations. Read full story here. Paslinch's Ty Kurtz signs two-year professional lacrosse deal with Albany. After a long road full of championship glory, disappointment, injury struggles and a pandemic-shortened NCAA season, Ty Kurtz is getting his due. The 24-year-old Paslinch native signed a two-year contract with the Albany Fire Wolves of the National Lacrosse League this week. Read full story here. Statistics Canada. Guelph scores well for quality of life. Guelph scores higher on several fronts when it comes to quality of life compared to provincial and national averages, according to a new report from Statistics Canada. Read full story here. Guelph's first pro disc golf tournament a hit despite rain. Nearly 150 players of all ages from around Canada hit the Eastview and Victoria Park disc golf courses last weekend to compete in the Diameter Open. It's the first time a professional disc golf association event has happened in Guelph. Read full story here.